Reading and Writing, Inventions and Patents. The technicians and engineers who worked in the clock and spectacle-making industries were more than just workers. They were also inventors. As a result, the people of 19th century Moray took out many more patents than the average French citizen of the time. It is worth noting that the very action of taking out a patent, like that of wearing glasses, implies a knowledge of reading and writing. At the end of the 18th century, it was generally accepted that the inhabitants of Moray, essentially a micro-society in the higher reaches of the Bienne Valley, showed a greater level of knowledge and were more open to innovation than the people of the plateau and the plains. They were educated, literate, and well-versed in engineering, and this led to numerous technical innovations. In order to preserve the monopoly over their inventions, the people of Moray set their ideas down on paper, in the form of technical drawings and detailed written descriptions, which were subsequently consigned to a wooden box sealed and stamped with wax. It was an early attempt at protecting intellectual property. Moray's wealth of creativity can be seen in the spectacles manufactured in the town, such as the pince-nez. Seemingly of identical design, each pince-nez was in fact specific to the workshop where it was made, each manufacturer holding patents on technical features which they hoped would set them apart from the competition. If you look closely at these product samples, which were used by salesmen representing Moray manufacturers, you will see they differ greatly in shape, and the springs and the nose pads are made of different materials. The considerable number of these little workshops, all working in close proximity, undoubtedly contributed to this spirit of innovation.